with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. In the last program, Marnie Roper spoke with Martha Gunyai from Making Waves Foundation, which aims to make sailing accessible for people of all ages and abilities. We'll replay a little of that interview before Marnie's conversation with Alice Anderson, one of the 200 volunteers who work with Making Waves Foundation.
I was always taken by sailing. Such a beautiful sport. And so when I came across the Making Waves Foundation in late 2019, I loved that there was an organization that was making sailing accessible and allowing its benefits to reach those on the fringes of society.
And the foundation's got an interesting history, hasn't it, dating back to 1994. Tell us about that.
So back in 1994, there was a man with a disability. And he called a radio station and asked if anyone would be willing to take him on to do the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. And in response to that was this really incredible cohort of other people with disabilities who all grouped together and started training to be the first all-disabled crew to do the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race. And they called themselves Sailors with Disabilities. And we've since changed our name, but that's what we were born as. And it was this really fantastic, ambitious project pushing boundaries in the racing industry to do what we know as the Mount Everest of yacht racing, is the Sydney to Hobart. And then from that successful Sydney to Hobart, they decided to give this opportunity of sailing to children with disabilities, and so started working with schools, and that formed now what is the Making Waves Foundation.
What are the main aims of the program?
We have dual aims for every program. In one capacity, it's to enable the participants, so the participants being people with disabilities or facing disadvantage, to experience the power of sailing, and for that to be an access to them realising their own potential and exploring what they're capable of and pushing their boundaries. But the dual aim is that others in society are challenged to reconsider their own preconceived ideas and beliefs about what people are capable of. So to not see people with disabilities as limited or as less than, and to let go of some of those kind of conditioned beliefs about those who don't fit the mould.
Hello, Alice, and welcome to AbleQuest. In our last program, we spoke with Martha Gunyai about Making Waves Foundation, part of which has just been played. And you are one of the 200-plus volunteers assisting in the foundation. I believe you're an experienced sailor. What inspired you to join Making Waves?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm a sailor. I wouldn't necessarily say an experienced one. There's always so much more that you can learn with sailing. But I do love getting out on the water. But I also do have my limitations. I joined Making Waves in 2018 after seeing a post on social media asking for sailors with dyslexia who were interested in doing a Sydney to Hobart race. So that's how I joined the Making Waves Foundation. And then I became part of their racing team. And then I started volunteering with Making Waves, mostly through the crew coordination of their races. But I've also done office-based volunteering and other types of smaller tasks of volunteering as well when I can.
So I think it would be interesting for our listeners to hear about one of your sailing trips from the wharf to the high seas. First of all, how many participants are on the yacht?
So we normally have a crew of about 18. It depends on what's happening and what type of sailing we're doing. Because our boats are quite big, they're over 50-foot yachts, so really quite a lot of boats to handle. You need at least a core crew of about 6 very experienced sailors. However, if you are doing a longer trip, you really do need 2 watches. So 18 is probably the best number for having a longer trip.
And if you're doing this longer trip, is there accommodation below?
Yes, so there are bunks that you sleep on when you're off your watch.
And are there prior sailing instructions before they actually go on board?
It depends on what's happening, but of course there is always a safety briefing by the skipper. So the skipper is the person that's in charge of sailing in the boat. and making sure that the crew are safe and that limited equipment and parts of the boat are broken. When you are doing an offshore race or a longer race, normally people will have a number system, so we'll number off. We'll also talk about limitations or adjustments that need to be made for certain people, making sure that people are aware about different types of disabilities that are currently on the boat and how to work towards people's strengths and make sure that the communication is clear between all sailors.
So you could have people who've never been on a yacht before?
Yeah, we do take first-time people out. A lot of the time when we take someone out for the first time, we'll explain that the boat does keel over. We'll talk about, you know, holding on, so at least having one contact point with the boat. What bits of the boat are dangerous, so such as the main sheet can become very dangerous if it whips across, if there's a jibe, for example. And we do get people actively involved, so we'll get people doing grinding, we'll get people understanding about the trimming and just giving some basic overview of what is sailing as we go.
So I'm waiting to board and I'm in a wheelchair on the wharf. Talk us through the procedure.
It depends on your personal situation and what you're able to do and what you feel comfortable doing with your movement. So some people who use wheelchairs that sail with us can do self-transfers. So they will actually physically transfer themselves from their chair to the boat and be able to move around. We also do have some people that like to go onto the ramp. So they'll have their wheelchair pushed onto the ramp and then they'll take themselves off their wheelchair on onto the boat. And then we've also got some people who will have their chair remain with them, that will the chair strap down and will sail around with a wheelchair on board as well. Hale, which is the main yacht that we're currently using, can take several at a time. Of course, though, if you are in a wheelchair, that it does have some limitations on the tasks you can do on the boat, but we do adjust to those. It really depends on what is happening with that individual. We always ask, and we always ask what people are most comfortable at doing and just stay within what people can do. We do have other types of disabilities on the boat, and even with my own learning disabilities, understanding verbal instructions can be quite hard for me, especially if there is a lot of things going on. So just that understanding that, you know, I need to be shown different things, I'm slower at learning than the other crew members. And sometimes there needs to be repetition of the demonstration of the new task that I'm undertaking.
And vision impaired, do you have to do anything special for them?
Yeah, if they're blind or have lower vision. It depends on the ability of the sailor. One of our best sailor, Kurt Watson, he's completely blind, but he has skippered for Sydney Hobart race before and he has been my watch captain as well. But he does a lot of things through feel. So he is a mainsail trimmer. So he'll trim that mainsail through feel most of the time. He'll ask for a trim read. So that means he'll ask someone to tell him what the telltales are doing on his sail. But a lot of the time he already is aware of what's occurring with that. With new sailors, we do normally get people on the grinder. So the grinder is the winch kind of that brings in the sail, and the trimmer is instructing the grinders when to grind and when to stop. They are bringing in the sail only, so it gives someone to actively do something. It gives them a bit of an idea about the trim of the sail. So yeah, it really does depend on the sailing ability, but we also do work and sail with people that are new to sailing as well, and the grinding is probably one of the main things that we start people off with. To start with,
I can imagine when you go out sailing, perhaps especially for the first time, there's a mix of excitement and some apprehension. Do you have any special stories you'd like to share?
We took out a boat called Whatever for 24 hours to qualify for a Sydney to Hobart. So it was my first time sailing at night time, and it was a really great experience. However, I was seasick, and so what had been happening was it was quite bumpy, obviously. And it was about 10 o'clock at night when we decided that the first watch would go down below to sleep and have a break. And I went down below, and it was extremely hot. So it was cold on deck, and then it was hot downstairs. And I was struggling to get out my wet weather gear. Kurt was my watch captain. So he was assisting me. He was doing a great job. However, when I had got my wet weather gear off, finally, I was feeling okay, a little bit queasy at this point, but okay. Kurt then decides to open up his dinner, and it was a, I think it was like a quiche or something, but it was like eggy and cheesy, and it was just like, the smell absolutely just hit me. And Kurt said to me, oh, are you going to be seasick? And I said, yeah, I think I am. And he says, oh, just stick your head out through the companionway and throw up, you know, over there. And so I did. And everyone who was still on deck clapped and cheered, which was a bit embarrassing. But I threw up and then I popped my head back down and Kurt said, oh, have you finished? I said, I think I have. I feel much better. And he says, all right, quick, jump in the bunk and close your eyes and go to sleep. And, yeah, the rest of the trip, I felt okay. I didn't feel like the best, but I didn't throw up again, which was great. But, yeah, so that probably is one of the most memorable. But we've also sailed through storms and hail. We've sailed in really strong winds up to 40 knots. And, it's just great to see lots of sailors with lots of different backgrounds and abilities coming together to form a whole crew and a crew that does function and can get out in the ocean safely and also compete in races as well.
Well, I read on an earlier website for Making Waves that the Sydney to Hobart team members leave Sydney as less abled people and arrive in Tasmania as sailors, and somewhere in the Bass Strait they find themselves. Is that pretty correct?
Yes, there's many ways for people with disabilities to get involved with Making Waves, and I think it does help people build up their confidence and their skills, meet new people, meet like-minded people as well. You get lots of different types of people volunteering and very passionate about being focused on what people can do, being inclusive, and making sure that people are being safe at the same time. So with Making Waves, we do encourage people to come and get in contact with us if they are interested in sailing or volunteering. We're looking for new sailors for our race team at the moment, but we're also always wanting volunteers, or you can sail in other ways as well. You don't always have to race.
Now, Alice, you wear a number of hats apart from volunteer sailor with Making Waves. You're a coordinator with the Centre for Volunteering and Inclusive Volunteering Program. Just briefly tell us about that, what your role entails.
I've been lucky enough to manage to combine two of my passions in my life into my work. So that's volunteering and disabilities. So with myself identifying as a person with disabilities, I have always found volunteering has helped me gain skills and experience to then go into my paid work. So this program is a way for people to gain skills and experience through volunteering to have a pathway to paid work, and it's completely free as well. So the eligibility criteria is quite broad. People only need to self-identify as a person with disability and lived experience with mental health issues. They want to volunteer and they want to work. So that, those are the only eligibility criteria. And we're also looking for organisations, well, more organisations, we've already got some, but more organisations to get involved that can host participants as volunteers and also access the free inclusion training for staff and volunteers at different organisations.
Good luck with Making Waves and with your other volunteering. Thanks,
excellent.
Alice.
Thank you so much.
For more information, the website is makingwavesfoundation.com.au. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.